Dub CNN right here with Jay Wells. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm posted up, man. Los Angeles time.
Okay, let's jump right into it, man. You recently dropped a diss song to Bishop Lamont, but then decided to pull it. What happened there?
Oh, well, that record got leaked out, basically. You know what I mean? It's something that I did a long time ago, and my boy got a hold of it, and, you know, it just went everywhere. The media just ran with it. You know what I mean? You know, we already sat down and squashed our differences. So, you know, it's really something that just, some bullshit. You know what I mean? That ain't even the right way to handle a situation. So, you know, we pretty much put an end to it. And that's pretty much that. You know what I mean?
So everything is cleared up and all good between you and Bishop?
Yeah, everything is straight. We already, you know, we sat down as men and put our differences to the side, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was actually a collaboration between you and Bishop that put me on to Bishop back then. You know, that it's Bishop's song?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that was a classic jam all over L.A. radio.
Yeah, so, you know, it's only right that y'all good with each other because, you know, you put him on the first project.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people go through their differences and, you know, friends, you know, they fight, but at the end of the day, you know, family, they always come back together and put a piece to it, you know, and that's, you know, something I couldn't control. It's my bad for even, you know, letting it get out like that. You know, it's something that just screamed everywhere. It was like crazy. As I looked up and it was on every hip-hop site.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, you know, something that just kind of got out of control, but, you know, I'm about peace and about conducting good business and, you know, just making money, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
All the bullshit, man, you know what I mean? That shit it doesn't do nothing, it doesn't bring nothing to the table, so, you know, and that's been a problem with the West Coast anyways, is all the beefing, you know what I mean? We need to stick together and, you know, do the damn thing and get this money, you know what I mean? So we can make this West Coast as strong as it should be, so... You know, I pretty much just, you know, want to dead it and put an end to it and put a rest to it and keep moving forward with positive things, you know what I mean?
All right. So what else do you have going on? You know, what's the next project we can expect from you?
I got, you know, my label situation, Bonzi Records. It goes through Fontana Universal. So, you know, basically we just closed a deal with a Fortune 500 company that's basically investing in the company and backing it. And, you know, we're just putting together a couple projects. We have J. Rose Rare Earth B-Boy Funk Volume 2. It's, we're going to re-release that. It released in Europe, but we're going to re-release it over in the States. Or whatnot, and I'm working on a project with Rod Digger, and I got my solo album, of course, that I'm taking my time with, but really trying to season it up, getting in there with E-Swift and, you know, a lot of my Liquid family and, you know, Battle Cat and, you know, just kind of being an artist and exploring, you know, letting it come together as a whole project, you know. Also, I've been working with the Brat. She's got an artist called Mister that we're looking at doing like the Brat Presents Mister. So look out for that. That's, you know, some of the stuff that's in the works. You know what I mean? Definitely still working with Corrupt and the Dog Pound and, you know, the Licks, the whole family, just putting together Pounders, you know, and doing a lot of R&B now since, you know, I did the Keisha Cole record, so been working with different R&B artists.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, just sticking my head in different doors, you know.
So, the solo album is going to be Digital Master Part 2?
Nah, the solo album is called Inebriated. Digital Master Volume 2 is sort of like a mixtape. I mean, like Digital Master and the Wolfpack mixtape, those are all like mixtape street albums.
Oh, okay.
No, like Digital Master Volume 2 is a street album. I don't really call it a mixtape because much respect to the DJs and, you know, what they do, but this is more like street compilation, just to get something to the streets, you know, something that they not necessarily gonna get on the corporate albums, you know, that we put together. So Digital Master Volume 2 is, you know, actually done, and I'm gonna actually start leaking it to the internet and stuff real soon, you know, just so people can get some of that exclusive shit. But the solo album is inebriated.
Okay, so which artists are gonna be featured on Digital Master 2?
Digital Master Volume 2, of course, J-Roe, The Licks, Corrupt, Rodigga's on there, Battle Cat, who else? Petey Pablo, you know, the whole Dog Pound family, Snoop, everybody. Neo is on there. You know, there's a few joints here and there, just classics. You know, Tyrese. You know, just a bunch of stuff that
Is it already released stuff, or is it all new stuff?
Yeah, a lot of it is released or just exclusive joints, you know.
Okay.
So
you said that you got a solo album coming out. What can fans expect to hear different on the solo album than it was on the street album?
The way I'm gonna put together my album is kind of just like demonstrating my production and the way I can put something together, as well as me rapping throughout, but not necessarily focusing in on just me rapping, but bringing some of my new artists, you know, to the light. And just a concoction of just a feeling, kind of like how Digital Smoke was. Like, if you listen to Digital Smoke, it was much more of an album that flowed, and that's basically the way I'm going to do Inebriated, kind of, you know, just a concoction that all blends together that, you know, feels like an album. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Looking back, are you happy with the reception that Digital Smoke received?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in this market, it was expected, you know, because, I mean, you look at the way records are selling and the way things are coming out. I learned a lot as a businessman, and you know, where marketing dollars should be spent and certain things of that nature, you know what I mean? And just to really play it safe, this the way this business is, the way records sell, you really got to play it safe with the dollars that you spend and where you spend it. And you know, that's what I learned. But, you know, as far as the reception from the people, you know, I hadn't read one review that, you know, didn't say that the album was this. You know, they compared it to Dr. Dre a lot, which definitely a great, you know, compliment. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I feel like, you know, it came together well and everything, and it's really just time to make Digital Smoke Volume 2 and keep smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, definitely, man. It was a great project. It was a great album. I learned a lot. Did a lot of things. I did Double XL. I had a full page in Double XL and Source Magazine. They gave us 4 mics. So, you know, it was a great thing, you know?
Yeah. What are your predictions for the game in 2008, for the rap game? And, you know, what would you like to see yourself in it?
I mean, as far as the West Coast, I just feel like that there's a lot of music, this good music that's coming out. You know, Snoop just made a beautiful record that's coming out this year, and you got Glasses Malone, and he's been burning up the radio waves. And, but, you know, rap in general is just, you know, it's going more, obviously, to a digital age, and, you know, it's just about filling in and getting in the line of the change of the industry, you know what I mean? So it's really coming to a point where artists are kind of taking control of the business, where, you know, the fans and, you know, the people that enjoy the music can come directly to the artist and get the music directly from the artist via the MySpace page, the website, download directly from the artist. So that's where it's going, and which is cool because it almost makes music go back to, you know, people making that real music where it's not driven by A&Rs and a bunch of executives where, you know, if somebody blows up, it's because the people really like them. And, you know, it seems like that's where it's going, back to good music. There's a lot of good music coming out.
What's the status on the Liquid crew right now?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's always going to be a family, and, you know, we always going to be homies, but it's as far as an album coming together, you know, I think it's just going to take a little more time to get everybody on the same page, you know, because everybody is just spread out. You got J-Ro and Sweet, and, you know, Exhibit is doing this thing, you know, with the TV and everything. You know, everybody is just, you know, on their own page, you know, hustling and doing what they do. You know, Swift and Tash, they out in Vegas, and Tash is working on his solo album. I think Swift is working on a solo album. So, you know, it's just going to take, you know, some more time just to get everybody together to put something together, you know. But, you know, it's still cracking. We still mashing. We just spread out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a ripple effect. But the Licks, they have a tour coming up sometime soon in the States. I'm not exactly sure when it starts. I know that they're all gearing up to get out here and start a tour. So maybe that'll be the beginning of, you know, Alcoholics album or something, you know?
Yeah.
We definitely need it.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, before we go, I have a throwback question for you. You know, tell us about the recording session for Corrupts That Didn't Change.
Oh, man. That was crazy. I mean, it was like, just to be a part of it, you know, when the whole thing was going on between Corrupt and, you know, Daz and Snoop and everything. It was just crazy, you know, and Corrupt was really hurt by, you know, the fact that it was all going on, you know what I mean? There was a lot of feeling and emotion in that record that, you know, I just had the privilege to just, you know, be able to record. I remember he sat out in the car for like 2 hours or an hour or so just writing it. And when he came in, he was just ready to go. Like, you know, he just had to get something off his chest. And, yeah, it was crazy, you know. And I think that it let them know that, you know, he wasn't, you know, because it wasn't really a diss. It was more just like his, you know, outtake on the situation and why he did the things he did. So, you know, it was crazy just to be in the middle of that. It was, you know, history, you know. And then to see them come back together and, you know, be cool and everything was a beautiful thing just to be a part of that. I just think, you know, me being a part of that whole thing definitely taught me, you know, a few things about, you know, what goes on and, you know, how a situation is handled. But it was definitely crazy, you know. But I just always, as a producer, I just always kept my, you know, my neutral place in it. And at the same time, I wanted them to be cool because I knew they was family and I knew that it was just family fighting. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, family fight, but in the end, everything come back together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So basically you said you got the street album, you got the solo album, you're working with Rod Digger, you're working with the Brats. That's a lot of projects coming up. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Shoot, just go out and buy some more Keisha Cole albums. She's like at 1.2 million right now. You know, I produced Work It Out on there, so, you know, definitely want people to go out and support that. You know, go out and support Digital Smoke. That's still in stores. You know, just keep looking out for the good music and, you know, keep banging the shit and, you know, keep the classic going. You know what I mean?